Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Nandi Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Prachadine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Bhaktachari Satani
Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna. I wanted to talk this morning about a point which I feel is extremely interesting and also practical to our spiritual lives.
Ovog jutra sam htio da govorim o poenti koju smatram vrlo zanimljivom i praktičnom za naše duhovne živote.
Before starting to speak about this point, I would like to ask you what in your opinion is the difference between a living and a dead thing?
Pre nego što bih počeo da govorim o tome, htio bih da vas pitam šta mislite da je razlika između žive i mrtve stvari?
Living thing has consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Ono što je živo ima svjesnost.
Dead thing not.
A mrtva stvar ne.
Do you agree?
Da li se vi slažete?
Do you feel that there is another definition which is?
Da li mislite da postoji još neka definicija? Molim vas, razmislite. U živom biću je prisutna duša, a u mrtvoj stvari nije.
Both answers were very good.
Oba odgovora su bila vrlo dobra.
This, for instance, is a dead thing.
Ovo je, to je mrtva stvar.
Here is a living man. What other difference is there?
Ovdje je živ čovjek, kakva je razlika? Kako? Živa bića je napravio Bog, a mrtve stvari ljudi.
We are just collecting answers.
Mi samo skupljamo odgovore.
Like flowers.
Kao cveće.
We will not comment on them.
Nećemo komentarisati.
There are also symptoms of life present in the living entity.
U živom biću postoje simptomi života. Simptomi živog bića su jedinje spavanje, razmnožavanje i branjenje, a mrtva materija to ne može.
Quite many flower-like answers.
Mnogo cvetnih odgovora smo dobili.
Živog
bića su divična energija gospodina
Living entities are a marginal energy of the Lord, and dead things are lower energy, mm-hmm. inferior energy. And what? Mrtve stvari ne rastu.
Oh, we find so many differences all of a sudden.
Izgleda da smo našli toliko mnogo razlika.
I think more could be found, but I feel we have a good collection now.
Mislim da još više možemo naći, ali sad imamo dobru kolekciju.
And I will now surprise you with my definition.
A sada ću vas iznenaditi sa mojom definicijom.
Living things have independence, dead things not.
Žive stvari imaju nezavisnost, a mrtve nemaju.
In Sanskrit, the word independence is called svatantra.
Na sanskritu reč nezavisnost se kaže svatantra.
Sva means own, and tantra can mean force.
Sva znači moja, a tantra može značiti sila.
Each one of us has independence.
Svako od nas ima nezavisnost
and strength to do things.
I našu ličnu stvar da radimo, našu ličnu snagu da radimo stvari.
Sometimes we hear due to our independent choice we are in the material world.
Ponekad čujemo da smo zbog našeg nezavisnog izbora u materijalnom svetu.
This force, independence, has brought us into the material world.
Ta sila, ta naša nezavisnost nas je dovela u materijalni svet.
It's a case of misuse of independence.
To je slučaj zloupotrebe nezavisnosti.
When we properly use our independence, we are in the spiritual world with Krishna.
Kada pravilno iskoristimo svoju nezavisnost, mi smo u duhovnom svetu sa Krišnom.
Sometimes young devotees feel, why has Krishna given us this force of independence?
Ponekad mladi bhakte osjećaju, zašto nam je Krišna dao tu silu nezavisnosti?
If we wouldn't have independence, we would not be here.
Ako ne bismo imali nezavisnost, ne bi bili ovde.
Did Krishna not know that we could misuse our independence?
Zar Krishna nije znao da možemo zlopotrebiti našu nezavisnost?
He has given us a very, very dangerous toy.
Dao nam je vrlo opasnu igračku.
A dangerous toy in the hands of a child can create disaster.
Opasna igračka u rukama deteta može stvoriti nesreću.
Yeah. So by our misuse of independence we are here. It shows that we have created disaster.
Sa našom zloupotrebom nezavisnosti mi smo ovde, što znači da smo stvorili nesreću.
So it is described. So today I will talk about independence.
Danas ću govoriti o nezavisnosti.
I personally feel it is maybe one of the most important subject matters for a devotee to understand.
Mislim da je to jedna od najvažnijih stvari koju bhakte trebaju da shvate.
Also in Krishna consciousness we retain our independence.
U svesnosti Krishna mi zadržavamo svoju nezavisnost.
You can choose to chant attentively or you can let it go on like it used to be.
Možete izabrati da mantrate s pažnjom ili da nastavite kao što je bilo.
It's your own independent choice.
To je vaš lični nezavisni izbor.
And not even God himself
čak ni sam Bog
interfere in this choice.
Neće se mešati u taj izbor.
Yeah. God does not interfere in our independence.
Bog se ne meša u našu nezavisnost.
Why are some of you here? And the vast majority of Novi Sad's people are not here.
Zašto su neki od vas ovde, a velika većina ljudi iz Novog Sada nisu ovde.
It is a question of independence.
To je pitanje nezavisnosti.
God will not force them to come to Krishna consciousness or to even a religious life.
Bog ih neće prisiliti da dođu u svesnost Krišne ili čak ni u religijski život.
The living entity has to make his own independent choice.
Živo biće mora da napravi svoj lični nezavisni izbor.
You can be in a spiritual movement.
Možete biti u duhovnom pokretu,
but not be very spiritual.
Ali ne biti vrlo duhovni.
This would happen if you would not make the independent choice to surrender to Krishna.
To bi se desilo ako ne biste napravili svoj nezavisni izbor da se predate Krishni.
Krishna wants to see our independent choice.
Krishna želi da vidi naš nezavisni izbor.
He will only accept us back in the kingdom of God if he sees that out of our own free will we surrender to him.
On će nas prihvatiti u duhovnom carstvu samo ako vidi da smo iz naše slobodne, nezavisne volje se predali njemu.
Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives a very interesting description about Krishna's reaction when we choose out of our own independence to leave him and go to the material world.
Srila Prabhupada
Bhaktivinoda
Thakur daje vrlo lep primer toga našeg ličnog izbora da napustimo njega i da odemo u materijalni svet.
He says Krishna cries.
On kaže Krishna plače.
Yeah, he loses tears.
On pušta suze.
When we make that independent choice to leave him.
Kada napravimo taj nezavisni izbor da ga napustimo.
He's very sad.
On je vrlo tužan.
He wants that, he doesn't want this.
On ne želi to.
But he will not interfere in this.
Ali neće se mešati u naš izbor.
Because he loves us.
Jer nas voli.
If you interfere in someone's choice, it means you do not have much respect of this person.
Ako se mešate u nečiji izbor, to znači da nemate puno poštovanja prema njemu.
And there is simply no question of love without respecting the other person as he or she is.
Nema ni govora o ljubavi ako ne poštujemo drugu osobu takvu kakav jeste.
Yes. Krishna wouldn't have given us this independence and the freedom to use it or misuse it. Krishna would force us.
Ako nam Krishna ne bi dao tu nezavisnost, znači mogućnost da prihvatimo ili ne, on bi nas na taj način prisiljavao.
If you begin to understand a little bit the meaning of the word Svatantra, you will know that everything in material and more than everything in spiritual life revolves around it.
Ako biste malo shvatili značenje te reči Svatantra, nezavisnost, možete videti da sve u materijalnom i više nego sve u duhovnom životu kruži oko toga.
So when we leave Krishna Taraka, Krishna cries.
Kada napustimo Krishnu, Krishna plače.
And he has to leave us alone.
I mora da nas ostavi.
Medyutam, or Ali, he wants to at the same time not leave us alone.
Ali u isto vreme želi da nas ne ostavi.
This is a situation or a dilemma which only God can solve.
To je situacija ili dilema koju samo Bog može rešiti.
What does he do?
Šta on radi?
He gives us the material world to experiment with.
On nam da materijalni svet u kome možemo eksperimentisati.
But at the same time he gives chances to a living entity who wants to return to him.
Ali u isto vreme daje šansu živom biću koje želi da mu se vrati.
There are three arrangements which he makes.
Postoje tri aranžmana koja on pravi.
He comes as the super soul.
On dolazi kao naduša.
Paramatma.
Paramatma.
He comes as the Vedic scriptures.
Dolazi kao vedski spisi.
And he comes as the spiritual master.
I kao duhovni učitelj.
When a living entity sees, when Krishna sees that a living entity begins to get questions about the use of independence.
Kada Krishna vidi da živo biće počne da postavlja sebi pitanja o korišćenju nezavisnosti,
then the living entity thinks, oh, maybe there is a God and I have something to do with him.
Možda kad živo biće misli, možda postoji Bog i ja imam neke veze s njim.
He says in the heart, there's a little voice, da, da.
On kaže u srcu sa malim glasom, da, 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 da.
And then he makes many interesting arrangements.
I onda napravi puno zanimljivih aranžmana.
That the living entity begins to meet devotees.
Da živo biće počne da susreće bhakte.
And then the devotees will give him transcendental literature.
I onda će mu bhakte dati transcendentalnu literaturu.
Yeah, like our Syama Priya is sometimes writing me that sometimes it seems you meet people who say, this is the book, just this book I wanted. I was thinking about this book and now you're bringing it to me.
Shyama Priya mi nekad piše da je srela ljude koji su upravo hteli knjigu.
Yeah, I remember I was once distributing transcendental books in Hamburg.
Jedno sam delio transcendentalne knjige u Hamburgu.
And I was not very successful.
I nisam bio vrlo uspešan.
I met only fish heads. Oh, sorry, people who were not thinking deeply.
Sretao sam samo ljude koji nisu duboko razmišljali.
Yes. So, I had tried many places. I have gone to intellectual circles in Hamburg.
Išao sam do intelektualnih krugova u Hamburgu.
I've gone to the music quarters of Hamburg.
U muzičke te kvartove.
And finally I felt a little hand on my shoulder.
I na kraju sam osetio malu ruku na ramenu.
Young man, young man.
Mladiću, mladiću.
I turned around.
Okrenuo sam se.
I saw an old baka.
Vidio sam jednu staru baku.
And she said, do you have the Upanishad?
A ona je rekla, imaš li Upanishade?
I heard that there are young men in the town of Hamburg who distribute the Upanishads.
Čula sam da postoje mladići u Hamburgu koji dele Upanishade.
I looked at the old lady.
Ja sam pogledao tu staricu.
And in the first moment I was a little bit, let me say, a little reluctant.
U prvom trenutku sam imao osjetio mali otpor u sebi.
Because I wanted to give the books to musicians and intellectuals and the university students. I didn't think of old Barkas.
Jer sam hteo knjige dati muzičarima, intelektualcima i studentima sa univerziteta i nisam mislio na stare bake.
Yes. So, then I looked at the old lady.
Onda sam pogledao tu staricu.
And I saw her eyes were just ablaze with desires.
Video sam kako njene oči sijaju od želje.
Yes, yes, yes. Like, I can only describe it in this verse. Ablaze with desires.
Mogu samo tim rečima opisati njeno lice, njene oči su sijale od želje.
Really, you want the Upanishads?
Ja sam rekao, vi zaista želite Upanishade?
I have two Upanishads with me.
Imam dve Upanishade sa sobom.
The Isha Upanishad.
Isha Upanishad.
And the Gita Upanishad.
I Gita Upanishad.
See, the Bhagavad Gita is also belonging to the Upanishads. It's called Gita Upanishad.
Bhagavad Gita isto pripada Upanishadama i zove se Gita Upanishad.
Oh, says the old lady, I know so many people in my town who are interested in the Upanishads.
O, rekla je ta starica, znam toliko mnogo ljudi u ovom gradu koji su zainteresovani za Upanishade.
I couldn't believe my ears. She had traveled 50 kilometers to come to Hamburg.
Nisam verovao svojim ušima. Ona je 50 kilometara putovala da dođe do Hamburga.
She was not from Hamburg.
Nije bila iz Hamburga.
Yes, really? Yes, and I want to buy the Upanishads for all of them.
Ona je rekla, da, želim da kupim Upanishade za sve njih.
And I forgot exactly how many. I think I gave her 20 Isha Upanishads and 25 Bhagavad Gitas. if I remember correctly.
Ako se tačno sećam, dao sam je 20 Upanishada i 25 Bhagavad Gita.
And I had, what had happened?
Šta se desilo?
The old lady had given a sign, I want Krishna.
Starica je dala znak, ja želim Krišnu.
Krishna made an arrangement that she met someone who was from Hamburg and who saw devotees on the streets.
Krishna je aranžirao da ona sretne nekoga koji je bio iz Hamburga i koji je sreo bakte na ulici.
And then Krishna brought her to Hamburg and directed her right to me.
I Krishna je doveo u Hamburg i doveo je tačno do mene.
That day I remember I was going all over the town because I was looking for people who were interested in the books.
Tog dana sam išao po celom gradu i tražio ljude koji su zainteresovani za knjige.
It was difficult to meet me.
Bilo je teško sresti me.
Because I was going all over with buses and, you know, all over. I tried so many places.
Jer sam išao po celom gradu sa autobusima i probao sam puno mesta.
But Krishna had directed that old lady.
Ali Krishna je doveo tu staricu.
Što mislite? Good. It is a sign that the super soul was working.
To je znak da je nadduša delovala.
Ishvara sarva bhutanam hridaya sarjuna tishtati. I am situated in the hearts of all living entities, Krishna says, and I am directing the wanderings of all of them who are situated in this body as on a machine made of material elements.
Krishna kaže, ja sam smešten u srcu svakog živog bića i upravljam lutanjima živih bića po ovom materijalnom svetu i ja
they are situated on the body.
Ona su smeštena u telu kao u mašini.
Yes, yes.
Made of sačinjen od materijalne energije.
Now. So this is Krishna's mercy.
To je Krishnina milost.
We want to forget him.
Mi želimo da ga zaboravimo.
But he does not ignore us.
Ali on nas ne ignoriše.
He comes very close.
On dođe vrlo blizu.
In our heart.
U naše srce.
And if he sees that we are serious in Krishna consciousness, he makes arrangements.
I kad vidi da smo ozbiljni u svesnosti Krishne, napravi aranžman.
All of you think for a moment.
Svi vi razmislite za trenutak.
Have you an experience that Krishna made an arrangement for you?
Imate li iskustvo da je Krishna napravio aranžman za vas?
Like meeting devotees maybe.
Naprimjer, kao susret sa baktama.
By coming to a concert or a public preaching program.
Tako što ste došli na koncert ili javni propovedački program.
Or did you maybe find a book in your life?
Ili ste našli knjigu.
Or maybe you had a little enlightenment, some knowledge which came to you.
Ili možda ste imali malo prosvjetljenje, znanje koje vam je došlo.
Some correct inspiration.
Neku ispravnu inspiraciju.
Maybe you experienced something in your life which made you think very deep and turn around your heels.
Možda ste doživjeli nešto u svom životu što vas je nateralo da vrlo duboko razmislite i okrenete korak.
Let us think for a moment.
Razmislimo se trenutak.
My own story was like this.
Moja lična priča je bila ovakva.
In my young days I liked to hear Rolling Stones music.
Kad sam bio mlad, volio sam da slušam Rolling Stones.
And I remember I was very much shocked when one of the members had died due to taking an overdoses of intoxications.
I bio sam šokiran kad jedan od članova umro zbog preterane doze intoksikanata.
Yes. I was very, very shocked.
Bio sam vrlo šokiran.
Even I remember I really was sad. I couldn't continue with the school for a few days.
Bio sam jako tužan. Nisam mogao da idem u školu nekoliko dana.
And I was waiting for the TV reportage about the concert in honor of this member.
I čekao sam na televizijsku reportažu o koncertu u čast tog člana.
You know, it was Butterflies. The group members had arranged it that in honor of him, you know, that many, many butterflies were just released before the concert started. It looked wonderful on the TV.
Članovi benda su uredili da mnogo leptira su pušteni baš pred koncert i to je izgledalo divno na televiziji.
Maybe Monday, one day with our Nityananda group we will do this, you know, before we start. Some maybe 5,000 balloons go up, or butterflies or pigeons or
možda jednog dana sa našom grupom Nityananda ćemo napraviti isto pred koncert, pustiti hiljade balona ili leptira ili golubova.
And I was looking at this concert with tears in my eyes.
I gledao sam taj koncert sa suzama u očima.
Yeah. And afterwards,
i kasnije,
there were the Hare Krishna devotees on the TV.
Su bili Hare Krishna bhakti na televiziji.
Yes. They introduced the song Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, you know, which you will find on the Goddess of Fortune album.
Predstavili su Maha Mantru koju ćete naći na albumu Boginja sreće.
And I looked and all my unhappiness went away.
Ja sam gledao to i sva moja nesreća je otišla.
I remember I was singing Hare Krishna before the TV and I felt much better afterwards.
Sećam se, pevao sam pred televizorom Hare Krishna i osjećao sam se mnogo bolje posle toga.
And then I understood, this is the answer.
I onda sam shvatio, ovo je odgovor.
This is the answer to material life.
Ovo je odgovor na materijalni život.
The Hare Krishna singing.
Pevanje Hare Krishna.
Yes. it was my realization.
To je bila moja spoznaja.
And I think this was all arranged by the super soul.
Ja mislim da to sve uredila na duša.
Yes, yes. I think all of you might have such a story in their lives.
Mislim da svako od vas ima nekakvu takvu priču u svom životu.
Maybe you met a devotee.
Možda ste sreli nekog baktu.
Or a friend told you about spiritual teachings and you were interested immediately and wanted to know more and found a book.
Ili vam je prijatelj rekao o duhovnim učenjima i vi ste bili zainteresovani i hteli da pronađete knjigu.
This is Krishna's milost as the super soul. He directs us.
To je Krishna milost kao na duše, ona su smerava.
A while ago I said to a devotee what a famous Danish philosopher said.
Nedavno sam jednom bhakti rekao šta je rekao jedan poznati danski filozof.
It is not so important that God hears our prayers.
Nije tako važno da Bog čuje naše molitve.
It is more important that we hear his answers.
Važnije je da mi čujemo njegove odgovore.
And Prabhupada said, exactly.
Prabhupada je rekao, upravo tako.
To je to. That is the fact.
To je istina.
We must hear the answers of Krishna.
Mi moramo čuti odgovore Krishne.
And then he quoted Teshan Satata Yukta Nam Bhajatam Priti Purvakam Dadami Dadami Vur Yogam Tam Yenaman Upayanti Te, saying that I am residing in their hearts and out of compassion for them I with the shining lamp of knowledge destroy the ignorance born of darkness.
Srila Prabhupada je odmah citirao stih iz Bhagavad Gita. Ja prebivam u njihovim srcima i samilosti prema njima blistavam lampom znanja, yeah. Raspršujem neznanje.
Lampom snjana, snjanja. Do you see the lampom snjana?
Da li vidite tu lampu ili baklju znanja?
Yes. That's an important question.
To je važno pitanje.
Do you hear Krishna's answers?
Da li čujete Krishnine odgovore?
I think all of you hear Krishna's answer.
Ja mislim da svi vi čujete Krišnin odgovor.
Maybe not in so like do this now, do this like do this now, but in the form of an inspiration.
Možda ne baš u jasnim rečenicama uradi ovo radi ono, nego u obliku inspiracije.
If you listen to that inspiration, it's always correct.
Ako slušate tu inspiraciju, ona je uvek ispravna.
Do we speak the same language here? Obviously not. Do you understand resumite or whatever it is?
Da li razumete to?
Sometimes.
Ponekad.
Yeah. We have a new guest. Dobrodošli. Dobrodošli. Hare Krishna. So this is the first arrangement of Krishna.
Ovo je prvi Krishna arrangement.
He gives us he comes as the super soul.
On dolazi kao naduša.
Second arrangement is the Vedic scriptures.
Drugi aranžman su vedski spisi.
If we read in the Vedic scriptures regularly, we will get the required knowledge to go back home, back to Godhead.
Ako redovno čitamo vedske spise, dobit ćemo potrebno znanje da se možemo vratiti nazad kući Bogu.
The Vedic scriptures are like a road map.
Vedski spisi su kao mapa.
Yes, mapa. Road map?
Autokarta.
Yeah, autokarta. When you are not knowing exactly where to go, an autokarta helps you to reach your goal.
Kada ne znate tačno gde da idete, autokarta vam pomaže da dođete do svog cilja.
And sometimes it is mystical.
I katkad to deluje mistično.
I'm driving in the year last year, the year before that, we had 70,000 kilometers.
Pretprošle godine smo prešli 70,000 kilometara.
Too much. Too
previše.
Too much. Now I know I'm working regularly with the road maps.
Ja stalno radim sa tim autokartama.
But I have often seen that sometimes difficult to really find the exact detailed map.
Ali ponekad je jako teško naći mapu sa detaljima.
In relation to the Vedic scriptures, I have seen something very, very far out.
U vezi vedskih spisa vidio sam nešto jako posebno.
Sometimes I have a question.
Ponekad imam pitanje.
What to do?
Šta da radim?
What to think?
Šta da mislim?
And I just open the book and there is the answer.
Ja samo otvorim knjigu i tu je odgovor.
Goethe's mother, you know Goethe, the poet, she used to read the Bible like this.
Goethe-ova majka je tako čitala Bibliju.
And then she opened and there was the answer.
I onda je otvorila i bio je odgovor tu.
Also sometimes it works in Krishna consciousness.
Također ponekad to deluje u svjesnosti Krišne.
We should not, however, you know, challenge gods.
Ali ne trebamo da izazivamo Boga.
But sometimes when you are, you know, the day is over.
Ponekad kad je dan gotov.
You have done a lot.
Puno ste uradili.
Inside of you, you're somehow not satisfied.
U sebi nekako niste zadovoljni.
Do you know this feeling?
Imate li taj osjećaj nekada?
Yeah. Something is missing still.
Nešto još uvijek nedostaje.
Yeah. You might take the book out of the shelf.
Možete uzeti knjigu sa police.
Open it somewhere.
Otvorite negde.
There's the answer.
Evo odgovora.
You know, and you know, all the inspiration is there.
Sva inspiracija je tu.
And the right understanding which you need.
I pravo razumevanje koje vam je potrebno.
Srila Satsvarup Maharaj, who is a member, I think we all know him, he's a guru of our movement, he says the way he reads is he reads with the desire to get answers.
Šila Sadsvarup Maharaj, koji je duhovni učitelj u našem pokretu, on kaže da čita sa željom da dobije odgovore.
If you come like a Maharaj to the Vedic literature.
Ako dođete do vedskih spisa, ako uzmete vedske spise kao magarac,
you will not see the answer even if it is there right before your eyes.
Nećete vidjeti odgovor čak i ako je upravo tu pred vašim očima.
Da.
Jeste.
So when you read, don't read mechanically.
Kada čitate, nemojte čitati mehanički.
Read with the prayer to know.
Čitajte uz molitvu da saznate.
And you will see how the answers stream into your consciousness one after the other like a beautiful transparent river of knowledge.
I vidjet ćete kako se kako se odgovori ulivaju u vaš um kao predivna reka znanja.
How can we become proper readers of the Vedic literature?
Kako možemo postati ispravni čitaoci vedske literature?
I want to recommend to you three questions which you can put before the text.
Želim vam preporučiti tri pitanja koja možete postaviti kada čitate tekst.
Are three very stimulating questions.
To su tri vrlo stimulativna pitanja
which will allow you to read with more gain and more benefit.
Koja će vam omogućiti da čitate uz više dobitka i koristi.
Yes. After you have read one page or so, just think what was actually said in the book.
Nakon što pročitate jednu stranicu, zapitajte se šta je rečeno u tekstu.
You might find out that you have to look again in this text which you have just read.
Možete zaključiti da morate ponovo da pogledate u tekst koji ste upravo pročitali.
Because you have read like a magarac.
Jeste čitali kao magarac.
You might have to read it again.
Možda ćete morati ponovo da pročitate.
And then the second time you know, okay, thank you, yes, now I know. First question, what is in the book?
Prvo pitanje, šta je bilo u knjizi, u tekstu?
Second question.
Drugo pitanje,
what does it mean?
Šta to znači?
Do I have any other, have I heard any other thing relating to this?
Da li sam čuo još neku drugu stvar povezanu s tim?
And you begin to actively think.
I počnete da aktivno razmišljate.
Oh yes, un momento, in the Bhagavad Gita, I think the seventh chapter, there was something which helps me understand this point better.
U Bhagavad Gita mislim da je bilo u sedmom poglavlju, postoji nešto što mi pomože da shvatim ovu poentu bolje.
What does it mean?
Šta to znači?
Any realizations?
Da li imam neke spoznaje u vezi s tim?
And now the third question.
I sada treće pitanje.
How can I apply this in my jivatski?
Kako to mogu primeniti u svom životu?
Životu, yes. How can I, you know, use this roadmap?
Kako da iskoristim ovu autokartu?
See, no one looks into an autokarta just for looking.
Niko ne gleda u autokartu samo da bi gledao.
Maybe when it's very new.
Možda kad je skroz nova.
For maybe half an hour you look around. But then you want to do something with it.
Pola sata je možda gledate, ali onda je želite praktično iskoristiti.
You should not look in the same way in the Vedic scriptures just for looking.
Ne trebate da gledate u vedske spise samo da biste gledali.
After all I bought this book, I might as well look into it one time or two times.
Pošto sam kupio ovu knjigu da je pogledam jednom ili dva puta.
I hope soon the telephone rings so that I can do something else.
Nadam se da će uskoro telefon zazvoniti tako da mogu da uradim nešto drugo.
No, you should look at it and find out the information which you need to go somewhere.
Trebate pogledati u nju i pronaćete informaciju koja vam je potrebna da biste negde otišli.
Karaka should we give you a glass of water maybe? Maybe you must rise, stand up. Hare Krishna, our manager is Umoni. So the Vedic scriptures is the second arrangement.
Drugi aranžman je sovjetski spisi.
And the third arrangement is a duhovne učitelje.
Treći aranžman je duhovni učitelj.
We should find out a spiritual master.
Trebamo pronaći duhovnog učitelja.
And surrender to his lotus feet.
I predati se njegovim lotosovim stopalima.
Why?
Zašto?
So that we also have a picture on our table.
Tako da mi imamo sliku na svom stolu.
You are laughing, it is not correct what I said.
Smijete se, što to nije tačno što sam rekao.
Then I have another idea.
Onda imam neku drugu ideju.
To get a spiritual name.
Da dobijem duhovno ime.
You're not accepting this?
Ne prihvatite to, smijete se.
No. I really can't think of any other reason.
Ne mogu da se setim jednog drugog razloga još.
You have to tell me.
Vi mi morate reći.
Why should we accept the spiritual master?
Zašto da prihvatimo duhovnog učitelja?
You didn't accept my two reasons.
Niste prihvatili moja prva dva razloga?
We don't need to see. We don't need to see. I'm sorry.
Da dobijemo znanje o tome kako da se predamo.
Why is it the only way?
Treba nam duhovni učitelj da bismo, to je jedini način da se vratimo natrag kući Bogu. Maharadž je pitao zašto. Ona je rekla, šta si rekla? On je jedina osoba koja nas može vratiti tamo.
What other reason?
Još drugi razlozi?
Zato što kad sa duhovnim učiteljem treniramo taj odnos personalno prema Krišni.
Kad smo sa duhovnim učiteljem treniramo taj personalni odnos prema Krišni. When we are with spiritual master, we are training ourselves in a personal relationship to Krishna also.
Very high.
Vrlo visoko razumevanje. Trebamo prići duhovnom učitelju zato što je spoznao istinu i može da nam je prenese. We have to approach spiritual master because he realized the truth and he can give it to us.
I'm now very interested in what the older devotees say. Now on the young devotees say.
So me jako zanima šta će stari bakte reći, ovo su mlađi bakte govorili.
To become very advanced and then I did this job. But sometimes it's like this, as you start with the picture or we need a name, sometimes we just want to have a name and a picture and the Brahman initiation to become more advanced than others, but it's not that.
What is your definition? Why do we need a spiritual master?
Why do we need?
Yeah.
That's only what we need.
The only thing we need.
Yeah.
Why?
I never thought why, but it's, that I know.
When you have a tape recorder, you need to know why.
Kada imate kastofon, morate znati zašto.
Otherwise you might bang later. You are laughing, but this is a fact.
Smijete se, ali to je činjenica.
Akrura, why do we need a spiritual master?
Because, shall I say the Serbian first?
Yes.
Zašto? Da treba duhu ne uštiti, zato što on zna kako da nas oslobodi uslovljenosti i kako da nam pomogne da se predamo Krišni. He knows how to disentangle us from the conditioning, yeah. and help us surrender to Krishna. Because when one is tied,
yeah.
he cannot this entangle himself. There must be somebody who is free who can free him.
Yes, very
Ako
good.
Je neko vezan, onda on ne može se sam odvezati, mora neko ko nije vezan da ga odveže.
What every one of you said was is very nice.
Što god je svako od vas rekao je bilo vrlo lepo.
Let me talk about my realization, because all of you were saying their personal realizations.
Da vam kažem i moju spoznaju, pošto je svako od vas rekao svoju ličnu spoznaju.
I think to go back home, back to Godhead, we need milost.
Mislim da bismo se vratili natrag kući Bogu, potrebna je milost.
Because we are not very qualified people.
Jer nismo jako kvalifikovani ljudi.
And the spiritual master can give us this mercy.
I duhovni učitelj nam može dati tu milost.
There are many types of mercy in this world.
Ima mnogo vrsta milosti u ovom svetu.
For instance, a poor man can be given money.
Na primjer, siromašnom čovjeku se može dati novac
or, other material, benefits.
Ili druge materijalne koristi.
But there is one benefit which you can only get from a spiritual master.
Ali postoji jedna dobrobit koju možete dobiti jedino od duhovnog učitelja.
That's the mercy of Krishna.
To je Krišnina milost.
He has had that mercy of Krishna, can give it to us.
On ima tu milost Krišna i može je dati nama.
So that we can come back home, back to Godhead.
Tako da se možemo vratiti nazad kući Bogu.
In this shloka, in this song Samsara Davana, he is compared to be like a cloud who has the water from the ocean, not her own water.
U pesmi Samsara Dava, on je opisan kao oblak koji je pun vode.
So in the same way the spiritual master carries prasad with himself.
Na isti način duhovni učitelj nosi sa sobom prasadam ili milost.
And also knowledge.
I također znanje.
Yes. He first gives us knowledge.
On nam prvo daje znanje.
How we can practically apply the Vedic scriptures.
Kako možemo praktično primeniti vedske spise?
See, if you give someone a medical book, a highly complicated anatomical medical book. What is it? Anatomical word.
Anatomical.
Yes.
Word. Anatomical.
Yes.
Anatomy.
Yeah.
Ako date nekome vrlo komplikovanu medicinsku knjigu o anatomiji,
you will not be able to make an operation just by reading the book. You need actually a professor who tells you practically how to use the different or do the different steps which are necessary for a life-saving operation.
Nećete moći da napravite ispravno hirušku operaciju, potreban je profesor koji će vam objasniti različite korake s pomoć kojeg ćete moći da napravite hirušku operaciju u kojem ćete nekome spasiti život.
It is a complicated operation to bring a conditioned soul back to Godhead.
To je komplikovana operacija dovesti uslovljenu dušu nazad kući Bogu.
You can't perform it yourself, you know, like from a book, you know, heart operation.
Ne možete sami to uraditi, gledajte u knjizi. Operacija srca ide ovako.
Something very intense.
I will
lie down.
Ja ne bi dozvolio Borgo Palu da mi napravi operaciju
mozga. Oh, brain operation.
Samo uz pomoć knjige ili operaciju mozga.
And Borgo Palu would go.
Borgo Palu bi pogledao.
How was it?
Kako beše? Kako beše?
Go. Never come back with your knife, I would say.
Ja bih rekao, gubi se i ne vraća se nikad s nožem.
Someone who can teach us how to use Krishna consciousness so that the operation goes all right.
Treba nam neko ko nam može pokazati kako da iskoristimo svjesnost Krišne tako da operacija ide na pravilan način.
And we need the milost.
I potrebna nam je milost.
Yes. definitely need the milost.
Definitivno nam je potrebna milost.
Otherwise we don't have the strength to go.
Inače nemamo snagu da se vratimo Krišni.
The spiritual master teaches us the Vedic scriptures.
Duhovni učitelj nas poučava vedskim spisima.
And gives us the milost so that we can apply the teachings.
I daje nam milost tako da možemo primeniti ta učenja.
When you see a devotee who applies the process of Krishna consciousness well, you can know he has the milost of his spiritual master.
Kada vidite bhaktu koji dobro primenjuje svjesnost Krišne, znanje svjesnosti Krišne, vi znate da onda ima, da on ima milost duhovnog učitelja.
It's not by his own abilities that he can apply the process very well.
On ne može primjenjivati proces samo svojim sposobnostima.
But it is by the milost of the spiritual master.
Već milošću duhovnog učitelja.
Yeah. So these are the three arrangements which Krishna makes so that we can go back to him.
To su tri aranžmana koja Krishna pravi tako da mu se možemo vratiti.
He comes as a super soul.
On dolazi kao naduša.
He gives the Vedic scriptures.
Daje vedske spise.
And a dear devotee of him, he gives that person.
I daje nam svog dragog baktu.
So if we are clever and intelligent, we will use these possibilities.
Ako smo pametni i inteligentni, iskoristit ćemo te mogućnosti.
Yes, and we will in this way go back home, back to Godhead.
Na taj način vratit ćemo se kući nazad Bogu.
I'm very, very happy to be today in this Namahata center in Novi Sad.
Vrlo sam srećan što sam danas u ovom Namahata centru u Novom Sadu.
I want to encourage all the members of this Namahata center to regularly meet.
Želim da ohrabrim sve članove ovog Namahata centra da se redovno susreću.
Yes. And become happy in Krishna consciousness.
Da steknu iskustvo i postanu srećni u svjesnosti Krišne.
And then bring it to others.
I onda to da daju drugima.
Yeah. This Namahata center is a very, very important outpost in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement.
Ovaj Namahata centar je veoma važna ispostava u pokretu gospodina Čajtanje.
I remember a little while ago we were all meeting in the apartment of Milomir's parents, I think.
Sećam se, nedavno smo se svi susretali u stanu Milomirovih roditelja.
And this is such an improvement.
Ovo je takav napredak.
It's really like a cultural center.
Ovo je kao kulturni centar.
Maybe those of you who have good taste, they can just beautify it a little bit.
Oni među vama koji imaju dobar ukus mogu malo ulepšati.
I think you have just painted it and made it in this condition.
Mislim da ste ga upravo ofarbali i doveli ga u ovo stanje.
Yeah. But it should look maybe a little bit more attractive if possible.
Ali dobro bi bilo da izgleda malo privlačnije ako je moguće.
Yes, because people are so external.
Jer ljudi su toliko zainteresovani za spoljašnje stvari.
At least if your heart is full of bhakti, that is most attractive.
Barem ako je vaše srce puno bhakti, to je najprivlačnije.
I'm sorry. So I want to encourage you to go on with your wonderful activities.
Želim vas ohrabriti da nastavite sa svojim divnim aktivnostima.
I know that sometimes it is not so, it's full of life when the devotees from Belgrade come and when we have gatherings like now.
Znam da je ovdje puno života, možda kad bhakti iz Beograda dođu ili kad imamo ovakva okupljanja.
But it is not always so full of life.
Ali nije uvijek tako puno života.
Sometimes it's tough.
Ponekad je teško.
You are five people maybe.
Možda vas ima samo pet.
You think where is he and where is he?
Mislite gdje sad ovo što on nije došao?
And, you know, or again in the cinema.
Opet iš u bioskop.
You know, or problems with the otac and the majka and the otac. You know.
On ima problema sa otcem i majkom.
Yeah. And then it's sometimes a little tough, but continue.
Ponekad je malo tvrdo, ali nastavite.
Krishna sees it.
Krishna to vidi.
He is satisfied with you.
On je zadovoljan sa vama.
I was very thankful also to, for the nice arrangements. Yesterday we had a very, very nice program, I felt.
Vrlo sam zahvalan za sinoćni program, imali smo vrlo lep program i za lepe aranžmane.
What was your opinion?
Kako je vaše mišljenje?
Good atmosphere, isn't it?
Dobra atmosfera, zar
ne? People really were very much appreciating Krishna consciousness.
Ljudi su cenili svjesnost Krishna.
And I must say, I saw so many nice young people, intelligent young people, not these groovy young people, but...
Vidio sam u publici toliko mnogo inteligentnih mladih ljudi, ne grubih mladih ljudi.
It was really... My experience was, it was the best program I had since a long, long time.
Moje iskustvo je bilo da je to bio najbolji program koji sam imao nakon dugo, dugo vremena.
Because of the people.
Zbog ljudi.
Very good amount of people.
Vrlo dobra grupa ljudi.
It even didn't matter that we were at a komunistička pletski, you know. No problem even.
I nije bilo važno što smo bili u komunističkoj zgradi.
Yeah. No problem, isn't it?
Nije bio problem. Yeah.
So please continue with your nice activities.
Molim vas nastavite sa vašim divnim aktivnostima.
Don't stop.
Nemojte prestati.
And if you remember one thing from this morning program.
I ako samo jednu stvar zapamtite sa ovog jutarnjeg programa.
Only one thing.
Samo jednu stvar.
Please chant properly.
Molim vas pravilno mantrajte.
With full attention.
Sa punom pažnjom.
We all will go in difficult times.
Svi ćemo proći kroz teška vremena.
Let's say times of changes.
Vremena promjene.
They can be difficult if we are not spiritually focused.
Mogu biti teška ako nismo duhovno usredsređeni.
But if we are spiritually focused, they will not be difficult at all.
Ali ako smo duhovno utemeljeni, neće biti teška uopšte.
They will be more and more wonderful.
Biće sve divnije i divnije.
So it's now time to build our fundament strong.
Sada je vreme da naš temelj, da izgradimo čvrsti temelj.
So that in the changing times, we will remain unchanged in our Krishna consciousness.
Tako da u vreme promjene ostanemo nepromijenjeni u svojoj svjesnosti Krishna.
So Hare Krishna, thank you very much.
Puno vam hvala.
Hope I was not too long. Do you have any questions?
Da li imate bilo kakvih pitanja?
I think there will be quite many questions, as I know my Novishad audience, so I will answer them very briefly.
Mislim da će biti mnogo pitanja, pošto poznam svoju novosadsku publiku, yes. Ali odgovarat ću vrlo kratko. He wants to say something before he asks a question about yesterday's realization.
Male,
last night.
Yes.
He said that they were pushing the car for 3 kilometers, and then when you got out, then in 3 meters it just started. So, without mercy, Spirit of Master killed you.
No, Gogopal was starting to push.
Gogopal is Gurno. Pite?
Pite je, pošto je jedna tema bila nezavisna živog bića, pa mislim da sam pitan nešto duše o trenim koje postane. Kad se stanemo kako uspjenati matnemu vezu, potom je prvo na slobode živog bića. Pa kako se to
About independence of the living entities, it is known that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he is coming to the material universe, he is liberating all the living entities. So how can we understand independence in this context?
Very good question.
Vrlo dobro pitanje.
What this sentence means, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is liberating all universal living entities, is that he gives them the chance.
To da Chaitanya Mahaprabhu oslabađa sva živa bića znači da im daje šansu.
And he does not look really who is qualified and who is not qualified.
I on ne gleda na to ko je kvalifikovan, ko nije.
He gives everyone the chance.
On daje svakome šansu.
At the same time, the living entities have to take the chance.
U isto vreme živa bića moraju da prihvate šansu.
That is, they have to learn to apply the process of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Moraju da nauče kako da primene proces koji daje Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
This is my understanding.
To je moje razumevanje.
It is foreseeable that you were there in this material universe at the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Moguće je da si ti bio prisutan u materijalnom univerzumu u vreme Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
But you are taking the chance only now.
Ali tek sada prihvataš tu šansu.
At the time when he was present, you have not taken it fully.
Kad je on bio prisutan, nisi u potpunosti prihvatio tu šansu.
Yes, yeah. Yes, but it is not that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just emptied out the universe.
Ali nije da je Chaitanya Mahaprabhu samo ispraznio univerzum.
He gives the chance to everyone.
On daje šansu svakome.
Because otherwise you would not be here any longer. You would have left 500 years ago.
Jer inače ti ne bi više bio tu, ti bi otišao pre 500 godina.
I have actually seen the Mataji in the back first, and then you.
Može glasnije, ne čujem. Prevazići tu uvredu, smatrati duhovnog učitelja obišnjim čovjekom. Kaže da je Maharaj o tome pričao na lekcijama i da ona želi da vidi duhovnog učitelja kao svetu osobu i da sluša pažljivo što govori i kako taj problem prevazići.
If you want to get over this, you have to learn to develop a deeper understanding.
Ako želiš to prevazići, moraš naučiti kako da razviješ dublje razumevanje.
There are two understandings.
Postoje dva razumevanja.
One is called apavicha, aparavicha.
Jedno se zove aparavicha.
And the other is tatvavicha.
A drugi tatvavichara.
Aparavicha means the external perception.
Aparavicha znači spoljašnje opažanje.
For instance, if I would look at Nanda Dulal with an external perception, I would see he is a young man, he's just married, and he is a very talented guitar player.
Ako bi gledao s polja u Nanda Dulala, video bih da je mlad čovjek, da je upravo oženjen i da je vrlo talentovan gitarista.
These are the things which I can see with my external senses.
To su stvari koje mogu vidjeti svojim spoljašnjim čulima.
Therefore this is an apara or external perception.
To je apara ili spoljašnje opažanje.
But if I look on the tattva vichar, I will see he is an eternal soul.
Ali ako gledam na nivou tattva vichara, vidim da je on večna duša,
who wants to go back to home, back to Godhead.
Koja želi da se vrati nazad kući Bogu.
It's much deeper, this tatva vichar.
Tatva vichar je mnogo dublje.
So this you have to learn, to look with this vision, you have to learn this when you see a spiritual master.
I sa takvom vizijom moraš naučiti da gledaš, da vidiš i duhovnog učitelja.
You can see here is a young man who knows how to smile.
Možeš vidjeti, ovdje je mlad čovjek koji zna kako da se osmehuje.
You could see it differently.
Ti možeš vidjeti, to je drugačije.
I remember once in Switzerland when Srila Prabhupada was about to leave his body, I met a person.
Sjećam se jednom u Švajcarskoj kada je Srila Prabhupada trebao da napusti telo, sreo sam jednu osobu.
And he looked at a picture of Prabhupada.
On je pogledao sliku Srila Prabhupada.
And he heard that Prabhupada was very ill.
I čuje da je Srila Prabhupada vrlo bolestan.
He said, I know the reason.
Rekao, ja znam razlog za to.
He does not eat Swiss muesli.
On ne jede švajcarski musli.
Musli, yes, you know this musli. It's supposed to be very healthy.
Treba, to je tobože vrlo zdrava hrana.
He looked at Prabhupada with total material eyes.
Gledao je u Prabhupada potpuno materijalnim očima.
Yes. So I think you have to learn this in all aspects of your life.
Mislim da to moraš da naučiš u svim aspektima svog života.
To look to find out what is the truth.
Da saznaš, da pronađeš šta je istina.
When someone is angry at you.
Kada je neko ljut na tebe.
Or people criticize you.
Ili te ljudi kritikuju.
The external perception would be these nikovs.
Spoljašnja pažnje bi bilo ovi nitkovi.
And the tatva vichar would be, oh, Krishna is arranging this so that I can learn something.
A tatva vichar bi bilo, Krishna aranžira to da mogu nešto da naučim.
My dear devotees,
moji dragi bhakte,
if we can learn, and my dear skeptics,
moji dragi skeptici,
if we can learn to look and with the eyes of knowledge into our lives, we will see so many precious jewels and pearls of realization.
Ako možemo u našem životu naučiti da gledamo očima znanja, možemo vidjeti toliko puno drgulja i bisera spoznaje.
The truth comes in strange disguises.
Istina dolazi čudno prerušena.
Yeah, you have to look with the tatva vichar to see it.
Trebamo da gledamo sa tatva vichar-om da bismo to vidjeli.
How old are you?
17 godina. Ovo pitanje je postavljeno na kraju jednog od naših Bhakti Sangha programa. Kako se nudi hrana kad nudite duhovnom učitelju slici duhovnog učitelja, da li je on svestan, evo ovaj učenik u Jugoslaviji sada mi nudi voće, ili kako se to dešava istovremeno, se dešava to preko njega ili kroz njega, a on možda nije svestan.
If Krishna wants the spiritual master to know, then he will know.
Ako Krishna želi da duhovni učitelj zna kad mu nudi, onda će znati.
But most probably that detail is not so important.
Ali najvjerovatnije taj detalj nije toliko važan.
See, the spiritual master is considered to be the external representation of the super soul.
Duhovni učitelj se smatra spoljašnjim predstavnikom nadduše.
That means there is certainly he has a connection to the super soul.
To znači da on ima vezu sa nadušom.
And he knows sometimes what to say to a disciple.
I ponekad zna šta da kaže učeniku.
Those of us who are disciples of spiritual masters know that sometimes our spiritual master knows something about us, and we really cannot imagine from where does he know this.
Oni koji su učenici znaju da dok on učitelj zna nešto o nama, a mi ne znamo otkud to on zna.
Yes, the way he deals with us shows very distinctly that he has some information and we thought we could hide it.
Način na koji se ophodi sa nama pokazuje vrlo jasno da ima određenu informaciju, a mi smo mislili da to možemo sakriti.
Yeah. But this is but the super soul only informs the spiritual master in important areas.
Ali nadduša informiše duhovnog učitelja samo o važnim stvarima.
It's not so important that Krishna Chaitra Prabhu or Sri Vishnupad know that a certain preparation was offered to them.
Nije toliko važno da Krishna Chaitra Prabhu ili Sri Vishnupad znaju da im se određena preparacija nudi.
It's not so important.
To nije toliko važno
for him.
Za njega.
So now the question comes, but then how does he accept it?
Pitanje sad se postavlja, kako on to prihvati?
Usually when one accepts something, one is aware of what one accepts. For instance, if you give me a pair of cartels, I know, yes, cartels, and I, yes, and they saying these are nice and the others are not so nice.
Obično kad neko nešto prihvati, on je svestan toga. Ako mi date par karatela, ja prihvatim i svestan sam, ovi su lepi karateli, a drugi par nije baš lep.
It is just like this. Krishna will accept the food if it is offered to his dear devotee.
To je ovako. Krishna će prihvatiti hranu ako je ponuđena njegovom dragom bhakti.
That's the important understanding when you consider offerings.
To je važno razumevanje u pogledu ponuda.
The spiritual master only if it is necessary will know the preparation.
Duhovni učitelj će znati preparacije samo ako je to potrebno.
But see, the main point in an offering is that it goes to Krishna.
Ali glavna ponuda, glavna stvar u nuđenju je da je to da to ide Krišni.
And he will accept it when he sees it is done, it is given to his spirit, his dear devotee.
I on će to prihvatiti kad vidi da je to ponuđeno njegovom dragom bhakti.
All right, here's another question. Yes.
Malo glasni sam. You mentioned these three things which help us, and then sometimes in our material life we have to struggle, and then sometimes we have strong desire to escape from everything than to struggle. So how to transform the desire?
We have a stronger desire to escape.
To get away from everything.
Yes. Yes.
Than to struggle. To go on struggling. So
we don't want to struggle, but
how
we
to
want to escape.
Transform this desire to escape into the desire to go on struggling, fighting.
We want to avoid the struggle sometimes.
Sometimes we want to avoid the struggle.
Yeah. And how should we go on? How
to transform the desire for escaping to desire to go on struggling?
Aha, yeah. Remember the goal.
Sećaš se cilja.
Sometimes in a snowstorm it becomes so heavy that all you want to do is just go to sleep and die.
Ponekad u snežnoj oluji postane toliko teško da sve što želiš uradiš je da ideš da spavaš i da umreš.
It is so heavy to just fight against the snow and the wolves are howling left and right.
Borba protiv snega je tako teška i vukovi zavijaju i levo i desno.
And then you have to remember what is my goal.
Onda se moraš sećati šta je moj cilj.
And then you get enormous strength.
I onda dobiješ ogromnu snagu.
It has been, this is ordinary psychology.
To je obična psihologija.
It has been seen that people who were in terrible struggling situations.
A videli smo da ljudi koji su bili u užasnim situacijama gde su morali da se bore,
when they thought about the goal, they got superhuman powers.
Kada su se setili svog cilja ili mislili stalno na svoj cilj, dobili su nadljudske moći.
Once an experiment was made with a rat.
Jednom je napravljen eksperiment sa pacovom.
They wanted to know how long can the rat swim.
Oni su znali koliko dugo može pacov plivati.
Before it drowns.
Pre nego što potone.
So they found out, you know, these inhuman experiments, 2 hours.
To su
I forgot if it was 2 or 1 hour. Yeah.
To su nehumani eksperimenti, 2 sata ili 1 sat je plivao.
So then they took us, so this was, then they made another experiment.
Onda su napravili još jedan eksperiment.
How long can a rat swim who has a zeal in the mind?
Koliko dugo može pacov koji ima cilj u glavi
or a hope,
plivati?
A hope.
Ili
nadu. Yes, nadu. Listen.
Slušajte.
So, this poor rat, they buffeted him in the water.
Tog jadnog pacova su bacili u vodu.
Yes, and the poor rat was swimming for 1 hour and 55 minutes and was getting weak.
On je plivao sati 55 minuta i bio jako slab onda.
Then they put a stick in the water.
Oni su stavili štap u vodu.
And she could rest at the stick.
I on je mogao da se odmori malo na štapu.
And then after 3 minutes they took the stick away.
I nakon 3 minuta su oduzeli taj štap.
And they let it swim again.
I pustili su ga opet da pliva.
I'm sorry, it's so cruel.
Žao mi je, to je tako okrutan primer.
I think Rita will never come again to a lecture.
Mislim da Rita više nikad neće doći na moju lekciju.
So cruel.
Tako okrutno.
So, how long do you think she could continue to swim?
Koliko dugo mislite da je nastavio pacov da pliva? Second time.
Yeah.
A koliko dugo? Pa treba što će vremenski.
Difficult to...
You ask exactly time.
Yeah.
No.
You can't... I think we shouldn't speculate about it. 42 hours.
42 sata je
što because she was thinking soon the start will come. Yet yet is naru.
Imala je, stalno je mislila uskoro će štab doći.
Yes. I'm sorry for the cruel experiment.
Žao mi je za taj okrutni eksperiment.
I hope you understand the principle.
Nadam se da shvatate princip.
If you know one day I will reach Krishna.
Ako znaš, jednog dana ću dostići Krišnu.
He is merciful.
On je milostiv.
Then you can struggle.
Onda se možeš boriti.
But if you think, oh no, this is for religious minded Hare Krishna people. I am a more atheistic Hare Krishna person.
ako misliš, o ne, to je više za religiozne Hare Krishna ljude, ja sam više ateistički Hare Krishna.
if you have this, then you can be very strong.
Ako imaš tu nadu, onda možeš biti veoma snažan.
You have to believe that you can go back to home, back to Krishna.
Moraš vjerovati da se možeš vratiti Krishni.
You have to believe that nothing can stop you.
Da te ništa ne može zaustaviti.
Not believe, you have to know it.
Moraš znati, ne vjerovati
samo. You have to be convinced.
Biti uvjereno.
Prabhupada once met all his GBC members.
Prabhupada je jednom sreo sve svoje članove GBC-a.
And asked, are you convinced?
Pitao ih, jeste li uvjereni?
Hear a needle falling in the floor. So peaceful, so calm.
Yeah. Mogli ste čuti kako igla pada na pod, bila je takva tišina.
No one wanted could say anything.
Niko nije mogao ništa reći.
Prabhupada said, as far as I am concerned.
Prabhupada je rekao, što se mene tiče,
I am convinced.
Ja sam uveren.
And therefore in this old age I go on pushing this movement.
I zato u svojem starom dobu nastavljam da guram napred ovaj pokret.
So you will get also the strength to push on with your struggle if you are more convinced.
Dobit ćeš snagu da guraš napred u svojoj borbi ako si više uvjerena.
Thank you very much.
Puno vam se zahvaljujem.
I wish you all the best.
Želim vam sve najbolje.
We do have to leave now.
If you can, Stranger Name is not so far from here, isn't it? Or is it maybe 30 kilometers?
40.
Please try to come to Zrenjanin.
Molim vas dođite u Zrenjanin.
Would be very nice to see all of you.
Bilo bi vrlo lepo da vidimo ponovo sve vas.
Even if you have no money, you will get a free ticket to come.
A čak ako nemate novca, dobit ćete besplatnu kartu.
I mean, for the program, yes.
Ne za autobus.
Srila Prabhupada ki
jai,
Gaudiya ki
jai,
Gopi Premananda ki jai.